This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And, of course, to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women behind the wheels, thanks for keeping it going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our FedEx, our UPS, our U.S. mail service, bulk mail haulers, thank you for keeping the packages moving along in the food chain and keeping Santa in business. And thanks a lot to Felix and the gang with the bulk mail deliveries to the post offices, also the suicide jockeys delivering gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people, thanks for tuning in, and our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. And we're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America, and you'll find us over there. And by the way, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we go right to the telephone line and out west to California, almost all the way to the ocean. Not quite. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right. Thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
You know, it's warmed up since we started the show. It's 72 degrees right now, which is just the shock before the cold weather comes. Because I can see the cold weather front coming across the panhandle right now. And it's several hours away from us. But when it comes across, it's going to drop the hammer. And we're going to get the warm weather against the cold weather. And you know what that means.
Yep, exactly. Well, you went up 2 degrees. I think we went down 2 degrees. Out here, it's 46 degrees now.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we underline and emphasize and put great big exclamation marks on both sides of the words under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, quite a first hour we had there. Now we're going to get back on track here to doing some other stuff. There's a news report from Yahoo News that just came out, case in point. The latest January 6th development just doesn't pass the smell test. We're learning about this lone intelligence analyst, 21 years old, from Yahoo News, who has all the scoop, where he actually found, and it was a he actually found, stumbled upon multiple threads about the overthrow of the American government on January the 6th, sneaking weapons into the Capitol building undetected, and anecdotes about a second American Civil War, We need to know who or what his name is or what these antidotes were, what they said exactly. We don't know. Yahoo is currently shielding the identity of this 21-year-old over safety concerns.
Well, it seemed to me, Captain, that this is someone who's wanting to make their way in the news business or to be a reporter and break some major story. They would want to have the recognition for that. So that's a really good question. I mean, you'd want to win a Pulitzer if you could, right?
Well, yeah, but you also know that if you're going to do it in a manner that you're copying things that other people are saying, that's not going to work.
Right, exactly.
And that's what's going on here, plagiarism.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, because there's going to be some last gasps here about January 6th, at least in terms of the congressional committee. They're going to try to go out with a bang. They're going to refer these criminal charges and things like that. And, of course, you know, we don't agree with what happened on January 6th. You don't go in the building. You don't try to disrupt the process and this kind of stuff. But that being said, it is a major political boon for the left, and especially for the likes of Adam Schiff.
All right, I got a direct message here from Hannah. Hannah is up in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on 710 KNUS, and hello, Denver. And Hannah is saying, great first hour. I've been listening since I was going to go to sleep. I turned the radio on, and I'm not able to go to sleep now because you had such a great first hour with a great guest, and all the information you were talking about is just so spot on. Thanks for keeping America informed. Well, thank you, Hannah. Appreciate that.
Yeah, great message from Hannah. We're glad.
Yep. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci, get ready for you-know-what in the chat room. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Joe Biden's exiting chief medical advisor through the pandemic, pushed back again, this time against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, calling for a grand jury to investigate the COVID-19 vaccine, saying he doesn't have a clue why the governor would take such a stand. We have a vaccine that unequivocally is highly effective and safe and has literally saved millions of lives. So what's the problem with vaccines?
Well, there's not a problem with vaccines, generally speaking. People have all kinds of vaccines, and for good reason. This is how we, you know, protect society. But I think the idea, Captain, is how we got to the vaccines, why we even needed them. Where did COVID come from?
Okay, Japan. No, China. Let me get everybody mad in Japan now. All right, we'll be right back with more, folks. Don't go anywhere.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Reno, Nevada on our new affiliates AM 1060 and FM 93.7. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
I will. And the weather tonight going over Donner looks pretty good compared to what it has been. And it's not snowing at the current time up there. We'll get to that during the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. But I will tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow and Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, of course, the owner and president and chief financial officer of MyPillow. Now, he's got plenty of stuff on sale for Christmas. There's so much for sale there. I can't even begin to mention any one item. I could, but that would take away from everything that's there. Let me just tell you something. If you go to MyPillow.com, and you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and then you give them the promo code CAPTAIN to get entrance into the room, because you need to give them a promo code. Promo code will be CAPTAIN. You are going to be amazed at all the products you see that are on sale. Now, they'll be on sale for 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%. All the 90% items are gone. But they got some of the buy one, get ones in there, too. It's just phenomenal what you can get in there and save a whole bunch of money on. So you can shop till you drop, still have money left in your pocket for what you need to do. And for all the stuff that you hear Mike Lindell talking about on the radios around the country, because he does a lot of his own commercials, and all the stuff that he does on television, you can find it all by going to MyPillow.com, going into the Radio Listener Specials page. Promo code is CAPTAIN. And if you call them up on the phone, 800-641-5459, you won't need to worry about a computer. You'll deal with a real live person. So that number again is 800-641-5459. The promo code will always be CAPTAIN. You'll save a boatload of money. Shop till you drop, folks. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, thanks to a new report that's come from Politico, we have another clue of how frustrated Joe Biden is getting with the questions about his age and fitness to serve as president beyond his current term. Have you heard about this?
Well, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, he got real upset the other day and blew up and used the F word several times. He says, I know all about my effing age and this, that, and the other. It's got nothing to do with what's going to come on. I'm just as good as I ever was, blah, 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 blah. But Biden hasn't announced any decision yet about his plans for 2024 and beyond. Now, there's a reason for that, Kyle. It's because he doesn't want to trigger the Federal Election Committee, which may then require him to file organizational paperwork if he was to say definitely that he was running. Now, Politico notes that Biden also has claimed to have not made up his mind yet and is still discussing the matter with his family. Well, I believe he's made up his mind.
Yeah, and he said something, he's just as good as he ever was. Oh,
exactly.
My goodness. We'll just leave that right there, I guess. But, you know, Captain, obviously there's something going on here. They don't want to have a commitment, I think, one way or the other, at least at this point. And I think they have their reasons for that. But if he were to say he's running for president, not only would he have to file these paperwork and all this other kind of stuff, but it would constantly beg the question, is he up for it? Is he up for it? Right now, they're avoiding that question to a great degree. Capacities, I think, are going to continue to get worse. I hate to say that. And they know what the answer is ultimately. They just don't want to talk about it in the open yet.
Now, Joe Biden also spoke during another part of the summit, the U.S.-Africa Business Forum. And to say it didn't go well would be the understatement of the year. You would think that they would have him review the speeches he was going to give before he gives them, right?
Well, you would think, yeah.
Given his inability to understand what he's saying or sound coherent, he did it again yesterday. Surely that wasn't the case with the remarks he made, because it looked not only like he had no idea what he was saying, but that he couldn't see what the teleprompter said, even though the print for that teleprompter is huge, huge. It's so big that even I don't need glasses, and I'm supposed to wear them for my eyesight, you know, for reading.
Well, right. It, again, it goes back to this whole thing of, is he going to run, and should he, and can he do the job? And
not with what I saw yesterday.
Well, right. And quite honestly, I think Biden has good days and bad days. And these bad days are really significant. They're not just a little off, like, well, he was tired that day, or because the president goes all the time. It doesn't matter who the president is.
Yeah.
They're going all the time. But Biden is showing a lot more signs of wear and tear.
Well, he lied again yesterday, because the Prosper Africa Deal Room, is a virtual room. It's a U.S. government initiative where people work to hook up deals between Africa and U.S. businesses that all started under President Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. But if you listen to what Joe was talking about, it sounded like as if it was all his idea and he was doing such a great job and he took all the credit for it.
Well, they will try to take credit for stuff that works. Even if it happened under Donald Trump, they'll just ignore the Trump part of it and try to take credit. Well, that's nothing new there.
Well, I don't know if it's working or not. Well, if the jury's still out yet. But the Federal Reserve hikes are coming now. Federal Reserve is hiking the interest rate. Another 5% or something like that, or is it, I don't know, I forgot what it was now, but it'll be at the highest level now, the interest rate in 15 years.
Well, I think what they were talking about was the war on inflation has not yet been won, or words to that effect. Well, Captain, yeah, they're just going to make it more painful, raise the interest rates, continue to try to, quote, slow down the economy through pain. But we know the answer, Captain. You fix inflation by bringing down prices and bringing them down organically. This is all contrived in the sense that the energy crisis, the shortage thereof, or it's being so expensive. We know how to fix this problem.
Yeah. Well, do you know what's come down dramatically in the last few weeks?
What's that?
Gasoline at the pump. Right now.
Yes, I have noticed. Yes.
Right now in my backyard, there is a lot of gasoline for less than $3 a gallon. I've seen it as cheap as $289, and I've seen it all the way up to $299 and $301, but that's pretty much where the prices are right now, and hopefully they'll stay there through the first of the year and maybe beyond, because there's a glut of gasoline again.
Well, right, but a lot of that is because people are simply not buying it, or they're not driving as much, or they're making different decisions with their money.
Well, if they got kids and they want to buy Christmas presents, that's why they're doing what they're doing.
Well, exactly. But the idea is that if you're producing more energy and more oil, more gasoline, and it's plentiful and it's going to stay plentiful, the prices will organically stay lower. But right now they're sort of artificially lower. Yes, they're lower, and the president could come out and say, look at these low gas prices, comparatively speaking, and try to make something out of it, but it's not really translating to the kitchen table budgets.
Have you heard about the DOJ inspector, the inspector general, raising red flags now about the ATF's hiring practices? They are not properly vetting the people they're hiring over in the ATF.
Well, that's alarming, to say the least. Wouldn't it be? Because these are people who deal with especially firearms.
And they carry them themselves, and once in a while they have to use them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It just seems like it's par for the course, I hate to say. I'm not trying to sound flip, but it seems like par for the course with this, just the general direction that these very serious institutions are going.
You don't want to flip the flop.
That's right.
Or flop the flip.
Right.
As the case may be. By the way, here's another one. Joe Biden, liar, liar, pants on fire. Wages have been rising faster than consumer prices for several months, so said Joe Biden. Guess what? All of this means that for the last several months, wages have gone up more than the prices have gone up. Wages have gone up more than the prices have gone up. Biden even repeated it. Guess what? Liar, liar, pants on fire. Absolutely false.
Well, yeah, that's the whole problem, is that prices keep going up so fast and wages aren't keeping up.
They're not going to.
Yeah, and so for the president to say that, he's either just reversed it and then said it again or something, or just doesn't fundamentally understand, or trying to put one over on you.
How about trying to put one over on you?
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Got a lot more coming back your way. And we'll be right back with more with the, bottom of the hour. Yep, bottom of the hour report. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Moscow on Wednesday said no Christmas ceasefire was in the cards after nearly 10 months of devastating war in Ukraine, even as the release of dozens more prisoners, including an American, showed that some contacts between the two sides remain. Russia and Ukraine are not currently engaged in talks to end the fighting, which is raging in the east and south, and reached Kyiv again on Wednesday. Survivors of mass shootings targeting U.S. LGBT nightclubs detailed the violence they endured and criticized inflammatory political rhetoric in a congressional hearing on Wednesday. We are being slaughtered and dehumanized across the country in communities You took oaths to protect, said Matthew Haynes, owner of the Club Q nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where five people were killed and 22 wounded in a mass shooting last month. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Smile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha. Tell him the captain sent you. HeroesMile.com. Now, I'm going to spell this so you get the website right. Heroes is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, Mile. That's H-E-R-O-E-S, Mile.com is a website. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that you're going to go over there and you're going to be talking to people that have walked the walk, talked the talk, served just like you have. You're going to be talking to brother and sister veterans that are now counselors, that now work to help out vets that have issues. And some of them have also been first responders, so you're going to run into a few that are going to be able to talk to the first responders with the problems that they have, which a lot of it is similarly related. Now, the big thing is not just post-traumatic stress. The big thing is maybe the stress has gotten to the point to where you can't balance your books, you can't make ends meet financially. You just keep spending money you shouldn't be spending. Or maybe you're having issues with trying to get your bills organized so that you can pay things. You got the money, you just can't seem to get it organized. Well, guess what? HeroesMile.com can help you with all of that. And they'd be more than happy to if you give them the chance. So if you don't want to check them out on the website, HeroesMile.com, then give them a call. The number is very easy to remember because it's 888-VET, V-E-T, now, N-O-W, the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T, N-O-W, the number 2. Heroes HeroesMile.com. Check them out. See what they have to offer. I think you're going to like what you see and like what you hear. Reason being is because it's veterans helping veterans. Veterans helping veterans. Okay, let's go back to the telephone and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, late Tuesday, lawmakers reached the framework to fund the government through 2023 and avert a shutdown. Now, where we're at right now is Congress will pass a short-term funding bill, and I believe they already did tonight, or continuing resolution. Now, that's to keep the agencies running through December 23rd, when they're coming back from their short-lived Christmas break to, they're going to be coming back. I think they're going to come back between Christmas and New Year's to finish up the business for the year. But anyway, they'll probably take it up through that period. The negotiations, go ahead.
Right. No, you're right. These are called the continuing resolutions, and when they don't have everything set up and ready to go, they have to make sure that, for lack of a better term, the lights stay on.
Now, the full year bill is expected to include roughly $1.7 trillion in spending, but lawmakers haven't released any further details. We really don't know what it is that they're going to be doing. They always seem to add things in there, and there's all kinds of pork in the budget again from different people that want this and want that, and the Democrats have been worse at it than the Republicans because the deficit has just gone out of sight while they've been in office.
Well, certainly. And, of course, this is another thing that the Democrats love to talk about and try to blame everybody else for or say that we don't have these deficit problems. It's all Republicans.
Well, they do.
And so on and so forth. Well, of course they do, but they love to try to simply pull the wool over people's eyes about that kind of stuff. Democrats love to spend. They love to tax and spend. That hasn't changed. It's not going to change.
Right. And the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell made it perfectly clear in his remarks on Wednesday that he does not believe that the Federal Reserve is close to the end of its battle against inflation. As a matter of fact, he's talking about, we'll still be talking about it through May of next year.
Well, of course, the idea is that they're trying to continue to cause pain to slow the economy. So I don't know about you, Captain, but people look at these high interest rates. Go try to get a home loan, maybe a home equity loan. This all has a real dampening effect. But the sad part is that it doesn't have to be this way. This is another kind of a story that they spin, trying to make you think we're trying to help you with this inflation problem by raising these interest rates sky high. That doesn't help us. You know, it hurts in the long run. Look what happened back under Jimmy Carter, for example. It took Ronald Reagan to come in and say we got to get these things down.
Now, more than two-thirds of the voters believe that the COVID-19 probably came from a Chinese research lab and agree with Republican demands that little Dr. Anthony Fauci needs to testify under oath in a congressional investigation. Get ready for the duck.
But the duck will make a second appearance here in just a moment, I'm sure. And by the way, we want to say hi to Jeff, too, by the way, tonight, Captain. And Jeff, he's going to have to start getting ready to drive in some inclement weather, that's for sure.
Going to have to get the rain snickers on there.
That's right. Well, of course, I think people do believe that there was something, that this thing wasn't sitting under a rock for 5,000 years waiting to be sprung upon us in 2020. That just doesn't make any sense. But, of course, people were not allowed to ask these kinds of questions. They're legitimate questions. They're not subversive questions. They're real questions about science.
Right.
And here we go. But when science tells you, that is Dr. Fauci, who is science, if he tells you, don't ask those questions, we're all supposed to say, okay, we won't ask those questions anymore. But they're good questions, don't you think, Captain? And there's
right.
The duck.
Okay, yeah. There's the duck. Okay. Now, the Internal Revenue Service reminds taxpayers to report transitions of at least $600 made through payment networks like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App as the agency seeks to obtain data regarding part-time employment and side gigs where people get paid $600 or more and are going to have to pay income tax on it. This is a move that critics have termed government overreach. Well, maybe, but they own the football.
Well, that's really true. And so obviously Congress can make different laws about taxes if it wants to. And of course, there's a lot of different things. It used to be called, I guess, it sounds nefarious, but it used to be called under the table, right? Or you might get paid cash for doing something for somebody and it wasn't declared. But now we live in a digital world where cash is quickly making an exit, if you notice. It's very rare to see people literally paying cash for anything these days. So it's all trackable.
Well, if you go and you take $600 out of a bank, out of an account,
yeah,
that's going to trip a trigger. It's going to be a red flag. If you go and put $600 back in the bank, that's also going to trip a red flag.
Right.
So I would suggest you get a hold of your accountant, or if you don't have one, maybe you better get one.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, the one thing you don't want to do is run afoul of the federal tax code.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, the other day it was not a good day for religion, but Joe Biden said, today's a good day, told that cheering crowd at the White House after he signed the so-called Respect for Marriage Act into law. Well, there was nothing respectful about marriage in that bill, I hate to tell him.
Well, see, but that's the secular sort of viewpoint, and there's a secular society, and the secular society is the part that dominates at this point. What the church does is it actually changes lives one life at a time, and that's one of the things that the Joe Bidens of the world, that they want to sort of try to stop that as much as possible, it seems.
All right, from Jody in San Francisco. Jody is saying, listening to you on the Internet, great show. Wish we could get you on the radio here, but I'll take the Internet. She wants to know how long or how far will Congress take the laptop probe? How far will they take that?
Well, I think it means which Congress. Obviously, I think they were going to talk about the new GOP Congress. I think it's going to go a high octane at this point when they are seated in as the new Congress in January, and it's going to be a major slog between the media, the Biden people, and the Republicans in the House.
A major slog.
Yep.
I got to remember that word.
You're ready for slog.
All right. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. And I'll be back. And Kyle will be back. See you in just about 3 minutes.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
years ago, Kyle Hot Legs and, of course, Rod Stewart. When was that done? Do you remember?
Well, Hot Legs, I'm going to guess. I'm just guessing right now. I'm thinking 1977, maybe 76, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it could be because their hair is such it looks like it was from that era. Yeah, all right. Okay, well, I'm going to let you take it away out west because I got plenty of stuff to talk about over towards the east and down south. Take it away.
All right, thank you, Captain. Yes, of course, out west tonight we've got several winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, especially eastern Wyoming, eastern Montana. We've also got some freeze warnings to tell you about tonight. We've got freeze warnings down in Tucson, Arizona, up towards Phoenix, and then out to I-10 and I-8 as you head over to California. We've got freeze warnings in central California up the Highway 99 and up Interstate 5. We've also got some dense fog. This is going to be in northeastern Utah along Highway 40, starting about Roosevelt and heading over to the state line there with Colorado. Also, freezing fog tonight if you're coming across I-90 in Washington, west of Ellensburg through Moses Lake to a little bit east of Ritzville on your way to Spokane. So be careful of that dense fog. We're seeing not a whole lot of snow necessarily. Fairly light snow here and there out west, especially our friends in Salt Lake City tonight, treated to some light snow. And by the way, yes, Hot Legs looks like it was recorded in 1977, released in 1978, Captain, January of 1978.
Wow. Alrighty. Okay. Yeah. Okay, here we go. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Winter storm warnings everywhere across those states, Blizzard warning coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, running across I-90, running across South Dakota, almost all the way to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Not quite, but almost. And the northern part of Nebraska, to include I-80, out west of Lincoln, all the way to the Wyoming border. Winter storm warning, as well as a blizzard warning west of that area. So there you go. Snow, just general snow in parts of Iowa, northern part of Iowa, north of I-80. We've got snow up and down, of course, I-29 all the way down to, all the way down to south of Omaha tonight. I'm going to come down into the south before I go back up into Midwest. In the south, we have a line of thunderstorms that has been very active. It's currently in Florida. It's currently just a little bit west of Tallahassee, goes out into the Gulf about 50 miles or so, comes up into Florida all the way to the Alabama and Georgia lines, right in that corner where Alabama and Georgia come together, and down across Florida, down into the Gulf of Mexico. So be careful. Going to be really rough going through that area for several hours yet, and that's all coming my direction. So we'll see it later in the day when the bottom drops out of the market when it comes turn time for the temperatures to drop. And then these warm temperatures we've got right now, 72 degrees, will suddenly kick off a bunch of big-time thunderstorms. All right, Michigan, snow in the Upper Peninsula, both sides, and then snow north of Detroit, snow around Detroit, could be snowing in Detroit shortly. Snow, western New York, along Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, Buffalo, Ripley, down to Erie, Pennsylvania, definitely got snow. Snow down in the northwestern corner of Pennsylvania. Then the central part of Pennsylvania in the mountains, all the way across over to the Poconos, you have got more snow. And you've got snow up in the Catskills in upstate New York, and it comes all the way across to Binghamton. It runs all the way up I-81, take you all the way to the Canadian border, take you all the way into the Catskills again, across the Thruway from Syracuse all the way to almost Boston. Snow, winter storm warning across into the western part of Massachusetts, and then it's just merely snow until it becomes, get this, freezing rain. And there's freezing rain north of Boston, going up I-95 and going up into New Hampshire and going up into the western half of Maine tonight. Bangor, you definitely got it. freezing rain. And it'll be that way until the temperature drops and it becomes all snow. Now, you've got a winter storm warning up in New Hampshire as well. You've got a gale warning that starts up there in Nova Scotia, comes all the way down to Cape Cod, all the way down to Long Island, hugs the coastline all the way down to North Carolina, and right there, just about Cape Hatteras, it starts backing off the shoreline, so you'll lose it there. So that's what you got. And again, keep in mind, if you're down here in the south, down here in Florida, it's going to get very antsy very quickly down here with the weather. Once the cold and the warm come together, then all hell's going to break loose. So, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And don't forget, you can also hear him here on the program six nights a week. And we also want to remind you that the Pilot and the Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Okay, so let's go to the phone line real quick. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We don't have a lot of time to do this, about a minute, 20 seconds, but here we go. The Congress just might avert a government shutdown. They might have come together with an agreement on some sort of continuing resolution. Is that true?
Only until the 23rd, because they're working on the $1-point-something-trillion omnibus framework. So, yeah.
1.7 trillion.
Trouble. Mm-hmm. There's still trouble brewing.
With the money?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, our deficit is climbing rapidly.
Of course it is.
And this time, the Democrats can't say it's the Republicans that did it. They're the ones that did it. And they just...
Well, it doesn't matter here at this point. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. You got to have some kind of operating budget, and what they're throwing into this omnibus is going to be outrageous. And you've got two senators that are working on it, one from each party, and both of them are not running again. So that in January, they're going to be gone. So they're the last two that ought to be negotiating this.
And they don't care.
No.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other big problem. They don't care. So
no,
somebody needs to get a hold of that if they can. I don't know how or who. All right. Well, here comes the music. We'll be right back, folks. More with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news. And your stations get a chance to identify themselves and do all the great things that they like to do when they're doing it. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.